to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, and this is a special day around this network because, well, if you're just joining us this hour, well, you missed the last hour. Where were you? Every Tuesday on this network, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and specifically and only on this show, we have the Bob Chapman joining us every Tuesday. And you've become an integral part of this, Mr. Robbie Noel. Quite enjoyable to have you joining us on this program.
Always a pleasure.
Say hello to the Rhodesian Ridge back there, Mr. Chapman.
Mesmerized by his voice. He's a Svengali.
I'm telling you. You know, most women picture this guy to be about 6'5", blonde-haired, blue-eyed, just a strapping.
And he's a 5'3" dwarf.
He's as round as a damn basketball.
Yeah, 500 pounds and bold.
We're just kidding, folks. Robbie is a handsome guy. Spent time in Rhodesia as well as Mr. Chapman. Robbie, I don't know if you've been listening to the program. We've been talking about many different subjects. This thing is starting to go global. The Wall Street... They're saying in England that they got the FSB, which represents about 210,000 business firms. They said that the absolute sheer jump off the cliff, they put it a ceiling at 10. They rated on a scale of 1 to 10. They're saying that we're at 7 right now and we're expecting more bad news.
Well, bad news. The bad news is still to come. I mean, a lot of people still don't realize how bad this is. I mean, there are people that are completely, as we speak, unaware that their investments have been completely decimated. These are people that have got 401k plans. They have no idea where that money's invested. They most probably don't see any financial statements from their 401k. I don't know if they send them out. Do they send those things out, Bob? Do they send people out where you are on your 401k on a sort of like quarterly basis or something?
Yes, they do. It's the things that are inside it, and you're given limited choices. I had the question today in limited choices, somebody from Ford, and the only thing I could say was there's three PIMCO funds in there. And take the ones with the lowest yields because it's the least amount of risk. And before you go into them, you call the people and demand to know if they have any CDOs or ABSs or commercial paper in their portfolios, and if so, how much. But you got to ask, and you got to know what to ask for. And, of course, people who listen to this program do, but most people don't know. And you're right, Robbie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the top story that I have on republictradinggroup.net is this woman in Las Vegas who had sold a strip mall for $2.74 million, and it was sitting in one of those escrow houses, real estate escrow houses. She get an email, tell her, sorry, man, your $2.7 million just went bye-bye.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear a little bit more about that when we get back. They're going in, not just robbing little old ladies' security boxes at the bank. Now they're just taking out property and its holdings. We'll get right back with that one.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All you need is this one thing. They got to tell us something. They say it's for your safety. It's for the good of all.
That's right.
So shut up your mouth and get in line. Right up there against the wall. The program is a sham, it's a scam, and it's gotta go.
All right, we are back. By the way, somebody had sent that in to me. They produced that themselves. It was simply the artist just claims to be Sam the Dexter. So, Sam the Dexter, thanks for sending that in. By the way, speaking of music, Paul Tepetti of Poker Face, I've had him on his program several times before, is having a birthday today, as I like to call them, reminder days, because you're only birthed once. But he is 40-something. I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's got a birthday. So a little shout-out to Paul Tepetti of Poker Face. Appreciate it very much. Gentlemen, we'll take some more calls here at 800-313-9443. As Bob and I were discussing, Robbie, in last hour, China's getting a little wiggy here. They're resenting the fact that... and keep in mind, the latest story here is about Mattel Toy Corporation that does Barbie, and, well, they also did a good job with the butt and the hand grips for the M16s back in the 60s. But aside from that, Mattel Toy Corporation taking no responsibility for checking the products that the slave market is making over in China to ship back into this country to poison your little Susie and Bobby. they're threatening and they're calling this right out in the open. They're calling it a nuclear option of the dollar for the United States. And this is really pretty funny. It's true, but it's a little late here because we've been in a slump here, a recession for at least 18 months. And they're describing this as China's nuclear option in the state media. Such action could trigger a dollar crash at a time when the U.S. currency is already breaking down through historic support levels. Now, it would also cause, now get this one, it would also cause a spike in U.S. bond yields, hammering the U.S. housing market, and perhaps tipping the economy into a recession. It's estimated that China holds almost $1 trillion in a mix of U.S. bonds. Wait a minute, aren't they paying attention in China? Our housing bubble has burst here. The subprime thing is coming home to roost. But they're saying, just from their aspect, from their vantage and viewpoint, they're saying that if they start dumping this $900 billion to $1 trillion in U.S. bonds, that it could, in fact, tip the economy into recession through the housing market in the United States. Bob?
Let's go one step further.
Yeah.
Let's say that they sell their paper. The dollar's going to go down to somewhere between 40 and 55 anyway. It has to. Now, if that is the case, they're going to lose half their money anyway. And we tell them, look, if you hit the market with your bonds that belong to us, that you purchased from us, go right ahead and do it. And we will put tariffs on every piece of goods that you export to our country, and you won't get any sales.
So
that'll
might,
shut them up.
So they might run out the back door. If it's 50 cents on the dollar, they might get $500 billion out of this deal of dumping the stuff on the market. But then they stand to lose how many more billion dollars?
Never do business in America again.
Oh, hallelujah.
We can't allow, no matter how bad our government is, we can't allow the American people to be dictated to by another nation, no matter who they are. And it's as simple as that. The president's just going to say, hey, look, there's two sides of the coin. You do that, this is what we're going to do.
Jordan,
you
wait,
want
wait,
action?
Jordan,
you
wait a minute, Bob,
the
Bob.
Right place.
Time out, Bob. President Bush is going to do that?
No, he's not. But he's going to be gone soon.
To jail?
If he arrives in Iran, he'll go very quickly. If he doesn't, he'll serve out his term, perhaps.
In which term? In the Oval Office or in jail?
Well, I don't know. He's lately he's been seeing a ghost come out of the wall near the Lincoln Room, so maybe he'll spend it in the booby hatch where he belongs.
Well, let's go back.
But the fact is, China's already dumping bonds.
Sure they are. They're buying gold.
Sure, they've dumped over $50 billion worth in the last 6 weeks.
That's right.
Who are they? And here's my question: who out there is buying up U.S. debt? Who in this world is going to touch U.S. debt, Robbie? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't think it's the Fed, because if it was, the dollar wouldn't be going down. So I think that it's just dispersed widely. There are buyers. It's a vast market. Maybe it's American corporations.
What would be the advantage to an American corporation buying up Chinese held
it's
debt?
It's a heck of a lot better than being in commercial paper or ABSs or collateralized debt obligations.
So they're just minimizing. Let me ask you this, because
that's why the yields. Listen, the yield on the 10-year note just dropped from 5.30 to 4.30 in round figures. The twos dropped from about 5.02 down to the close today on the twos was 3.94. So somebody's out there buying the heck out of U.S. paper because it's safer than the garbage that I just mentioned.
Is there more maybe dastardly things behind this? Maybe a country or somebody is buying this up to use this to manipulate and maybe strong arm us in the future? Is there economic terrorism going here? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. The Chinese just want to get out of their position. And but the Chinese are being too pushy, too demonstrative, too undiplomatic. They should make a deal.
Well,
and if the U.S. is not willing to make a decent deal, then let them start selling. And the minute they start selling and knocking the dollar down, and we know it's them that's the seller, and we can easily find out, we just go to Congress and say, look what these guys are doing to us. It's time for tariffs on goods and services, and make sure that China's tariffs are high enough that nothing comes in.
Well, I'm sure that they do not have the same affection that we have for our children in this country as they do there. I mean, it's, you know, lose a bunch, hey, just make some
more.
Well,
you only can have one child.
Well, they've got how many billions over there?
And you know, if you go to the Yangtze, you'll see a little baby girls floating down.
On that note, let's go to the phones here. Roger, I'm not done with the subject because there's some things I don't understand why countries would continue to buy U.S. debt.
And, liquidity is the big word today.
Okay, but my question to you gentlemen is this. Okay, say I'm Red China, and I'm watching the United States, and I'm seeing them in their extravagant expenditures, spending money that they do not have. That's why they've got to sell bonds, and I don't know who on this planet is still buying a couple of billion dollars. And keep this in mind, folks. Always keep this in mind. The government doesn't generate any revenue at all. It just takes, okay? It's not a generating anything. It's just a giant black hole that just keeps sucking wealth out of everything. But having said that, if I'm Red China, and I'm looking at the United States, and I'm looking at their... I'm looking at the insanity of Congress and this president here in this country spending money they damn well know they don't have. Why am I? What is my inducement to buy debt? What were they getting out of this, gentlemen? What's the payoff for buying U.S. debt? Is my question.
It, Robbie said it. It's liquidity. We're in a very special situation here. Otherwise, the yields on the deuces wouldn't be where they are.
Okay, but that word liquidity didn't connect my right brain with my left brain here. I don't understand. They're
all
buying
right, Robbie,
liquidity.
You tell them.
Please.
Well, I mean, as obviously this whole meltdown was caused by the liquidity factor. In other words, people, first of all, they couldn't price any of these collateralized debt obligations, which is the reason why central banks had to step in and buy this paper, because nobody else wanted it. And obviously, when you have those situations, instruments that are liquid, i.e. gold and such, are in high demand. In other words, where there's no question about the liquidity factor. In other words, even if you're in a losing investment, the bigger criteria is your ability to move into a cash position, obviously unhindered by you know, the getting that word back from whoever you're dealing with, sorry, we aren't doing redemptions this week. Nobody wants to hear that. So obviously, if you're dealing in U.S. Treasuries, you don't have that liquidity problem. I mean, you want to liquidate a U.S. bond, it's you can liquidate it. There's no problem. U.S. Treasury is not going to turn around and say, we aren't doing redemptions on treasuries this week. If they ever did say that, then it's all over.
Okay, so I understand this, and I've got a small brain compared to you mental giants here. I'm learning. Uh-huh. I'm on the curve, and I'm learning. But if I'm Red China, and I'm holding $1 trillion of U.S. debt, what is holding that $1 trillion, aside from your word, Robbie, liquidity? Are they taking this and repackaging the debt as we did here in the United States?
But it's, you got to understand, the debt that that China holds of the U.S., just like it's just like any other commodity out there. It's a commodity. It's a thing. Anybody who has a major exposure on one asset always covers their butt, and they hedge themselves against the probability of a seriously declining dollar because of the assets it's holding. So they take out an insurance policy, a hedge, in other words.
All right.
So they are covered in the event that the dollar collapses. You following what I'm saying?
No, but we've got to take the break, and that bails me out of this one. We'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. If I don't understand it, I want to make sure my listeners understand it.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I want to understand this for my own edification, because China is going to be big news here in the future. They're rattling the sabers. I don't think that we have anybody with enough, intestinal fortitude in our Congress critter, our well of Congress critters in D.C., to take advantage of this situation. China has been taking advantage of us for a long time. They've been making billions of dollars with their slave labor selling their goods in this country. We're in a position right now that we could smack China down and do it in a very sharp fashion, whether we're going to do that or not. But let me do this, because these people have been holding on the phone line. Let's go to the phones here. Roger in Florida. Hello, Roger.
Hey, John and guys, all of you are just tops in my book. I've been listening to you, John, since the old days on the old Action Report with MK and Bob Chapman for 10 years, and Robbie Noel since he was a Viking running around in a ship with pointed on both ends. I've got a question here. I've got a wonderful opportunity, I'm decided to accept it. I've got employment in Argentina.
Really?
And I've decided to take that. I saw recently a column by Doug Casey that he's leaving New Zealand and moving to Argentina. I did a lot of homework and research on it, and just I really can't hardly find anything bad, you know, anything major anyway. But I wanted to get Bob's input on an overview of what he saw.
In Argentina, and in what regards?
Business? In the coming, in all this coming mayhem, the global mayhem.
All right.
Well, I think they're going to have the same general problems as everybody else will.
Yeah.
They're an industrial economy. Of course, they do a lot of exporting of beef as well as and other domestic animals, as well as beans and grains. And they've been doing quite well in the last several years since they defaulted on their debt.
Right.
And so they're not going to have it easy. Things in Argentina right now are inexpensive, but not as inexpensive as they were a few years ago after the debt capitulation.
Right.
The population, as you probably know, is predominantly Spanish and Italian.
A European, and, about 92% from what the
CIA
said.
That's right, about 92% European. There's a lot of Germans there as well, or people from Austria and Central Europe. When people were leaving Italy to go to America a long time ago in vast numbers starting in the 1880s, many of them chose Argentina instead. And they've had a lot of volatility in their governments, but so hasn't everybody else.
Sure.
And it's a beautiful country, some beautiful cities, and I don't know what the occurrence of people speaking English is. But Spanish is not a hard language to learn.
See.
Yeah, I just ordered Rosetta Stone today, and it's interesting to me that it's not the Latin American, it's the Castilian version down there.
Guys, I have how many languages do you speak, Bob? Four, six languages?
Now, I was trained to speak six, and because I'm not using them, I'm losing them.
Mm.
I read them without any problem, but I have to think, and sometimes... And if I'm speaking French, half of it will be in Spanish. Or if I'm speaking Spanish, half of it will be in French. And I'm at a stage where I'm mixing them up, but six languages.
And, Roger, let me ask you a question. What are you going down there for? I mean,
I was going to elaborate a little bit. My oldest friend from my previous employment years ago, 35 years or so, married real well a second time around. And he just wasn't able to spend her money fast enough. And he did a jet set thing, and he doesn't know what we know, but he tapped into a financial advisor that does. And somebody pointed him down to a little town right up next to the Andes that is in the Mendoza province region, which International Wine Spectator calls the sleeping giant of the wine industry. And he went down there and bought a bunch of, fruit orchards and olive orchards and a vineyard. And he's got quite a bit of property down there. And he had some local people overseeing it. And as Bob probably knows, in that situation, people don't look after your best interest the way that you might if you were down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's run into a few problems that were directly related to that. And I was talking to him, and I said, it sounds like you need somebody to look after your interests. And he said, learn Spanish. So I am, and I will, and I'm going.
Well, hey.
That's wonderful.
That's an opportunity that not too many people, that presents itself to too many people. I wish you luck with that.
I feel very
Incidentally,
fortunate.
They've got some wonderful wines down there, and they're coming into favor like the Chilean wines have, especially the Merlots and the Sauvignons.
The Sauvignon grapes are supposed to be some of the best in the world, I heard, and they grape down there called Malbec that is absolutely fabulous.
Well, I mean, this is a breath of fresh air that we're not talking about drugs being produced like in Bolivia or whatever, that we're actually talking about fruits and vegetables and grapes and all that other stuff. That's good news. Well, I wish you well with that, Roger.
He's
going to tangle. All right. Thank you.
I sure will try.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Roger, send me an email and send your contact information. I wouldn't mind going down.
Yeah, and let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
I will. I wanted to say something about China for any of you really wanting to know about China.
Well, save that thought until after the break. We'll carry you over. 800-313-9443. We have about another half hour left in this program. We'll get into more details. We'll crunch some more numbers for you and give you a better view, folks, of what is on the horizon. That dark cloud, as you heard in the bumper music, it's hanging. Well, get out the umbrella. Open up your mind, because you're going to need to.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
On Tuesdays, we have the Bob Chapman special. Don't you feel honored, Bob, that we named a gold and silver sale after you?
I certainly do.
Well, I appreciate it.
Robbie told me it was the pride of the Limpopo.
The pride of the Limpopo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost afraid to ask, what is a Limpopo?
Oh, it's a river.
Okay, great. I thought it was something else.
It separates South Africa from Zimbabwe.
I gotcha. Well, folks, we'll be giving you the Bob Chapman special. Nobody ever named anything after me. Well, nothing.
Oh, yes, they did, but you don't want to talk about it.
Quit laughing, Robbie. he's been with us weathering the storms here at the network. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention one of our producers here, Ken White, has left the network. His last day was yesterday, and he's off to start his own network. So he did it the right way, and we wish him well. We gave him a lot of OJT here on the on-the-job training, and he's off to start his own network, so we wish him well. I have to mention that the International Forecaster, folks, it's a steal at $129.95. Robbie will give you the Bob Chapman special, and if you buy a certain amount of gold from Republic Trading Group, and you'll be talking to this fine man that's joining us today, Mr. Robbie Noel, which also has his program on this network directly following this one, The Flip Side, from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Suffice it to say, inflation is catching up with everybody. The International Forecaster, as of the first of next month, will be increasing in price at $159.95. It is still available right now for $129.95. Or if you buy the gold deal, and Robbie will make that clear here in a few minutes, but if you want to get the International Forecast, you got all the gold and silver you need, that's fine. But if you want to find out economically and socially, remember, Mr. Chapman is a very well-heeled and well-traveled individual. He's not a slough. He had crypto clearance in the military. He went into Wall Street for, 27 years? The guy knows what he's talking about, and he's got an accuracy rating. Many have pegged it at about 96-97% in his predictions, and he has no crystal balls, and he's not into the occult, okay? He is a staunch anti-globalist, anti-New World Order kind of guy, and they hate him for it. They've tried to set him up several times. They absolutely like to see this guy gone because he's only a few people on this planet that will actually formulate the M3 money supply, which Ben Bernanke and the banker boys have done away with. So to get, if you've got all the gold and silver you need and you want a copy of the International Forecaster, just simply call us here at 800-724-2719. A year subscription, $129.95. There's two different ways you can get it. You get a hard copy mailed to you twice a month, or if you opt for the online version, you actually get one a week or four per month. By the online version will keep you up to breast a little bit quicker on timely matters. But it's not shabby to get the hard copy because you can make long-range plans off of that one. So just keep that in mind. Now, having said all that, Roger, back to you. You said you want to make a statement about China.
On with your newsletter, by the way, before I go. I wanted to say there's a book by Liberty Lobby they reprinted. I believe it's by a guy named Townsend. This was back about 10 years ago. I see him still offering it occasionally, called Ways That Are Dark. He was a ambassador, U.S. ambassador, that did two tours in China, and he wrote this book about the Chinese culture from his experiences and from, you can imagine, all of the English-speaking ambassadors have a real clique over there and all the experiences of people. And he laid out back in the 30s exactly what's happening right now. All this stuff is exactly per that book, and it is a real eye-opener. For $20 or so, you couldn't find better information.
Well, Roger,
in China.
Also, I heard today that we've been having some people researching into the October 29 crash, and some of the parallels are not kind of, sort of, they're exactly on track with 1929.
Right. Let me leave you with this note on China, as we're talking about it, you guys have been mentioning. Do you know why it is that you don't always want to use a Chinese condom?
I give up.
Sometimes you just don't need lead in your pencil.
Thank you, Roger. Enjoy Argentina. Hey, and by the way, I was serious about keeping contact. Email me. Let me have a way in which to contact you. I'd like to stay in touch with you because I'd like to know what's happening down in...
What email, John? You want me to just call the network?
John Statmiller@hotmail.com.
Okay.
All right.
I do, buddy. Yeah, because I want to talk to you about some other stuff. I got my passport as a U.S. national, and I'll bet you'd like to know about that too, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Roger.
Okay.
Take care. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike, and thanks for holding.
Hello, good evening, gents.
Hi.
Great show.
Wait a minute. Before I remember this from last week's show, Bob Chapman said you're brogue.
Yep.
Bob, what did you say you wanted to know?
Liverpool.
Correct.
You is it Liverpool?
I got it.
You got it, Bob.
Doggone it. I said Sussex.
First time.
Mike, I said Sussex. Sussex. How far was I off there?
A couple of hundred miles.
Really?
That's the other end of the country.
John, you just lost.
I guess I did, Bob.
Yeah. Well, but you're right. A lot of people you know, think it's Australian for some reason.
I never made that.
Well, they've got a fan of Midland football.
Okay,
club.
But wait a minute. While we're on the subject here of brogues, explain to me, Mr. Noel, where yours came from.
Well, I mean, it's people have when they hear an accent, they either say, and they can't figure it out. They either say it's Australian or it's English.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one or the other. Whoa. They never say, "Are you Canadian or are you, you know, South African?"
I wouldn't make the assumption you're from Canada. But where were you born, by the way?
Zimbabwe.
Okay. And do a lot of people talk like you down in Zimbabwe?
Not anymore.
There's very few left.
Gosh. Mike, help me out of this. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, Bob, first off, I'd like to give you a proverbial slap on the back for your recommendation of a couple of weeks ago of Agnico Eagle.
Yeah, it broke out to a new high.
Yeah, I think the first time I heard you mention it, and that was a couple of weeks ago, well, it was trading in the low 40s. It's now up to $50, so that's, you know, give or take a 20% increase in 10 trading days. So if for no other reason, people, you know, should buy your newsletter.
Well, thank you.
You know, that's it.
Thank you. It's probably the finest mining company in North America today.
Yeah. Now, from today, spot gold ended up over 710, up from approximately the mark of the beast number, the 666, 666 in the past week or so. And the dollar index, as you also pointed out a couple of weeks ago, Bob, is now decisively under 80.
That's correct.
Yeah, you know, just to go briefly down the list, we have unemployment rising, inflation, real estate collapse, no personal savings, a derivatives nightmare, major geopolitical tensions with Iran, Iraq, Russia, China. The list goes on, and this has the makings of, to use the cliché du jour, of the perfect storm. Meanwhile, Maria Bartiromo was doing backflips on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, with rising stock markets all predicated on there being a rate cut next week. Now, how a rate cut can help is beyond me, since presumably the dollar will be smacked down even further. Any thoughts on whether there'll be a rate cut, Bob? And if so, will that be a detrimental thing or a net positive?
Well, I think it'll be a detrimental thing. The U.S. economy is going to flounder no matter what they do.
Yeah.
They're increasing the money supply at 14%. So how really, and that's 48% a year, incidentally. That's 14% a month.
48%?
Pardon me?
Would that be M3 or?
That's M3, which M3. I estimate. Okay. I should have been more explicit.
Okay.
And so Wall Street is forcing, trying to shove down the Fed's throat, whether they like it or not, that they demand that they have a rate cut so that they can continue to rip the public apart. And incidentally, I was on Wall Street for 28 years.
Mm.
It's not going to help. The economy is going to go down anyway. It should be a more important thing for them to defend the dollar.
Exactly.
Because if the dollar goes, then they've got even more serious problems.
Exactly.
So if they can hold the dollar up as long as possible by keeping rates unchanged, that would be better, and they're just going to have to sort out the problems that they got. We're already in a recession. We've been in it for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It became noticeable last November in the manufacturing sector.
Yep.
And it's now, before the year is out, you're going to have mainline economists and analysts saying, I think we might be in a recession.
Yeah, like they were calling for gold to hit maybe the 700 mark in the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's all disinformation.
Exactly.
Yeah, the propaganda that's meted out is unbelievable, and that's why programs such as this are so vitally important, extremely important.
I couldn't agree more, because I turned off my TV about 2 years ago, and the clarity of thinking is, I think, has improved drastically.
Well, and there's a simple reason for that, and I keep harping on the MSNBC, the Financial Show Network. And, you know, they just discovered, I mean, I'm not joking about this. People think I'm being just glib and just off the cuff and I'm just having a giddy ha-ha. But I'm serious. 30 days ago, they discovered that we were maybe heading into a recession. And the question that they were posing, flip a coin, you know, 50% of the people think that we aren't and 50% of the people think that we are. Yeah. Well, we knew that a year and a half ago.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's if you want to feel good and you want to feel positive and you want to keep lying to yourself while the sword of Damocles is edging ever nearer to the back of your neck, fine. You know, keep watching that crap, that diatribe.
Well, they're very good at predicting the past.
Yeah, so am I. So am I.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Well, you nailed it. You nailed it. It was Liverpool.
Well, you know, I've lived over all throughout Europe and every place else practically, and I can pick up on anything.
And how many countries will allow you back in now?
Oh, they all will except the United States and Canada.
Robbie, while we have a minute here, we have the Bob Chapman special.
Absolutely. Today, something different, just simply because we couldn't get raw $10 liberties. They seem to have run out of them. Mint State 61 $10 liberties. These are certified PCGS, NGC, brilliant uncirculated condition. Beginning of this month, the beginning of August, these things were trading around 418. And right now, we are looking at $459 for $10 liberties. Buy 10 or more, and you get yourself a free subscription to the International Forecaster with Bob Chapman. He's a MS-61 $10 liberties.
And it sounded to me like, let me interject here for a second. Bob, it sounded to me like Mike in New York took your advice and went out and on one of your picks here on what stocks to buy. Sounds like he's rather pleased about it. Sorry about that, Robbie. I was just thinking that, you know
I'd like to make two comments here. Number one, I think the offering is fantastic. I love the coins. I love numismatics. I think, you know, bullion coins are terrific. But as the premiums grow, as gold goes higher, the numismatic coins are going to make you a lot more money or have a lot more value on the way up. Secondly, I try not to talk about stocks on the air. And the reason why is I only offer information if asked. And I leave it at that. Because that's not fair to the program, nor is it to the subscribers either.
I appreciate that very much.
Can I ask Bob a quick question?
Sure.
No.
By the way, he rents out by the hour, and I don't know if we can afford it.
This movement that we've seen in gold, obviously on Friday, when it broke through $700, there's two types of people out there. There's fundamentalists and there's technicians. This obviously, because gold broke up above $700, and it's obviously, according to the chartists and the technical guy geeks out there, if a market breaks through a resistance point and closes above it for three consecutive days, are we to assume now that all the technical geeks out there are pursuing gold right now because it not only broke upper resistance, but it maintained levels above that chart pattern?
Well, first of all, probably. Second of all, I consulted Merlin the Magician. And he told me that was a breakout. And what these people who do technical work forget is all the markets are manipulated. And you can't use the normal technical tools that you could in the past. You will be able in the future when the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve are banned from entering into the markets and manipulating them. But in the meantime, you've got to go buy fundamentals. Now, as of last Tuesday, the commercials on COMEX. These are the insiders. These are the people who make markets. These are the people who work with the government. They added 25,000 contracts. Those contracts were added between 680 and 700. So that means they've got a loss on them. You can expect that they're going to come at you now between here and 730, 720, 740 with another 50, 60, 70, 80,000 contracts. They think they can turn gold somewhere in the mid-70s. And they may be wrong. Now, if you look at the lease rates, they're still high, so that means that gold isn't being leased by central banks to places like J.P. Morgan Chase to depress the market. The call-to-put ratio on the COMEX, calls are 2-to-1 over puts, and that's very strong for gold. And so you put those factors together, and it looks like gold's going higher. When you see the short position on the commercials between 80 and 85,000, that's probably the max that they'll go to. They've done that twice in the last little while. When they reach that level, if they haven't accomplished what they want to by keeping gold down, they better run for the hills, because they're going to have to cover at much higher prices.
All right. We'll take the break, come back on the short segment to wrap up this edition. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of this without stumbling over myself. I'm just awed by the financial wizardry we've been listening to. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back, and quickly, ladies and gentlemen, the deal, Robbie, they get the international forecaster if they buy how much of asset protection in the form of gold from you today?
If you order 10 or more of the MS-61 $10 Liberties at $459, you get a free international forecaster. And if you've bought before, we will extend, and you may want to take advantage of this, we'll extend your subscription to 2 years. So,
what a deal.
We'll work with everybody.
What a deal. And
such a deal.
And I'm telling you, I'm silver clapped. Look, now I lost my train of thought. Okay. But if you do have gold and silver and you're all okay with that in your portfolio, I might suggest the next time that you have an up day in the markets out there in the stock market, you may want to liquidate your stocks before they're not worth a dime and put them into some real asset protections, gold and silver. Folks, 10 years ago, I was telling you to buy gold. That's when it was selling for, $250 or so. Mm-hmm. I remember last year, Robbie, we were talking, gold's at $550. Folks, it's time to move into the markets, time to move. Well, if you would have bought it when we told you to buy it last year, it's quickly coming up. I'll make the prediction here, Mr. Chapman, that we'll see gold at $750 within 30 days, and I don't think that's stretching things too far. But if you would have paid attention to us last year, and if you're looking for a quick buck in investment, maybe $200 per coin doesn't flip your switch. But we're talking about the value of this escalating rapidly. Right now, gold should be trading at $1,800 an ounce. When the system goes down, and down it will go, how far and how long it's going to stay there is going to be the question. But you, if you've got gold coins that you're purchasing for $700, $750, whatever today, I would say that's going to be a great return and your survival, your preparedness kit for future financial events. So don't discount this. Act on it today. Give Robbie Noel a call at 800-691-7898. Go check out his website, eaglesup.net. I do believe that it is
.com,
but the republictradinggroup.net. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and link through where you see that flippy little coin going on there on the main page, and you can get to Robbie's site from there. Let me sneak in one more call here. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. We got about a minute.
Okay, John. Great show. Just a quick question. I was reading about Countrywide's problems with depositors flooding the bank to take out money. I checked with my local Bank of America fella, and he said if he went to withdraw a few $1,000, he said it'd be okay. But if you need any more than that, like 10 to 20, you'd have to order it 3 to 5 days in advance to give them plenty of time. Wouldn't take much of a run to cause some shortages. So I wanted to ask Bob, as you look at current events, when can we expect to see some severe liquidity issues developing with even local banks?
Good question, Wayne.
Well, first of all, Countrywide's already got them. And they're looking for another structured deal because they don't have enough money. And, over the next few years, you'll see one bank after another get in trouble, just like they did in the 70s and 80s.
Wayne, anything else?
No, John, that's fine. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate your call. Again, 800-691-7898. Take advantage of the Bob Chapman special included with that. If you buy the 10 coins or more, you're going to get a year subscription or two from Mr. Noel. What a great deal. Robbie Noel is up next on this network with the flip side. He's on every day, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. And Mr. Chapman, my hat's off to you, sir, for your prognostications out there and your accuracy and spending the time with us today.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you next Tuesday.
All righty. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
It's true.